Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
All right, let's get serious for a minute and let's talk about the impact of load shedding, never mind on business and never mind on appliances and never mind on all the other things that we're constantly having to regroup in order to deal with, but it is also having a detrimental effect on crime. So joining me right now is Calvin Rafadi. He's a forensic investigator at BizTraces. Morning, Calvin. How are you?
Shalom, KP.
How are you doing, Calvin?
I'm all right.
Awesome. Yeah. Talk about the, or tell us about the increase in house break-ins because of load shedding. Why?
Yeah. No. You know, they normally say the criminal come to steal at night. So preferably at night is when it's dark. So this particular syndicate, they tend now to be having a schedule of when are the lights going to go off and on. And they take the advantage of our vulnerable citizens and then commit this particular crime. But, you know, the worst is still going to happen, especially around winter, because in winter, there's less movement in the streets. A lot of people, they don't go for jogging. And as we all know, if the places are dark, these criminals, they're going to, you know, strike more. And with less of this policing in our community, we're going to see a lot of crime happening. And especially around the suburbs, where most, the well-sorted suburbs, the criminals, they all move to those suburbs and tend to commit this particular crime. So house breakings and robberies.
So what can we do in terms of prevention?
Yeah, look, what I've picked up is, you know, a lot of places whereby, you know, because when you use a generator in most households, especially the freestanding houses, they are more vulnerable. So with a generator, most people, because of the carbon monoxide, they tend to keep it outside the house and light up this particular generator. Or maybe even in the one of the garages, and they'll open the door widely open because of this carbon monoxide. Now, the danger part is most criminals, they'll move around even at night and knowing that the lights will be coming back at this particular moment. And they jump the fence and then wait for you when the time of the light comes on. And then you go outside to switch off this particular generator. That's when, you know, you get robbed even. Or they can take that those particular advantage. But what we are saying to the citizens that while you've got the generator, maybe perhaps put up cages, like even at your back of the yard, put up a cage where normally a person moving around cannot see, and it's only you are in a cage to go to switch off that particular what you call the generator. And then the business guys, because there's a lot of breaking also into many business industrial areas, whereby because of the alarm going on and off, you know, normally with insurance or the alarm company, someday will charge you more money because of the false alarm going on and off and the call-out fee. So most people, they don't switch on those particular alarms. But we urge that, you know what, it is very wise to switch on those particular alarms, because while the criminal, they can see that particular pattern, you stand a chance of your place is being broken into. And they must have this particular beam and sensors to detect as well, so that when the light goes on, or perhaps they've got extra security personnel as well on site, it can help. But even at night or when it's dark, avoid going out of your yard to restaurants or going out, because of they can tend to follow you. And because it's dark and some of the gates, sometimes they don't work, you go manually, you can easily get robbed as well.
Yeah. So, you know, are there battery packs? I mean, is that what you're suggesting? Is that for our alarm systems, we should get battery packs and put generators in cages?
Yes. The battery packs, the inventors, they work much easier, because you don't stand a chance of going in and out of the house, and the generator doesn't make so much noise as well. Because these particular people, sometimes they will move around them, and once they can hear the sound of the generator, they tend to know that, okay, it is definitely outside this particular generator. So nobody can sit behind the tree and wait for you to come inside and switch off this particular thing. So with the inventors, the generators, power packs, then you stand a chance of, you know, being safe as well.
Yeah.
And also to light up your beam and sensors.
Yeah. What is the increase in house break-ins since load shedding?
Yeah, well, it's tremendously high because it was high even before load shedding. But because, you know, like we say, the criminals tend to take the advantage of this particular situation because the street lights are not operating. The big Apollos, even in some of the townships where they've got these big Apollos and the factories, they tend to break them more than the time when we didn't have this much of load shedding. Because, I mean, everybody now is in the dark and then they've got the schedule. The danger part is they keep in the schedule. So if they target a popular suburb where they know that they always go and rob and get big screen TVs and phones that they sell around and jewelry, those are the most vulnerable suburbs. They'll tend to go and break and have a schedule and plan their ways to go and commit crime.
Calvin, before most robberies, there is a period of information gathering, which is why if you see a stranger sitting outside your house who has no reason or purpose for being there, you know, one should, you know, find out what they're doing there. Maybe it's somebody who needs help. But someone who's up to no good will generally move off. Are you seeing that there is this information gathering ahead of robberies, or is it purely opportunistic that criminals are hearing the generators going and just making their way into the home?
Look, you know, in the past, because the criminals also, they tend to change their ways of operating. Mm. You know, in the past, you'll find somebody having just a hammer in the pocket and a screwdriver. You know, we whenever we did the community patrolling and community forums and all those things, you just catch a guy, catch him with the tools that for the housebreaking, take him to the police. But nowadays, it's very dangerous even to approach them because of they carrying guns. I mean, they are most are even under the influence of drugs. And whenever they want something, they really mean business. So that's why you see a lot of murders. I mean, for a person to be a cell phone to be taken and they get shot, you can see that you are dealing with animals here. So one would say it is not like in the previous days whereby 3-4 of us will just drive, approach a guy, what are you doing here, no explanation, move him to the police station, check his fingerprints, deport him if it's illegal, and then maybe find out he's got criminal record. But today, to approach a person, you need to be like really, really ready to approach that person. You need to have your weapon ready, the first one to take out a weapon. So it's more like we are in a war here. But what we are saying is, we need more police on the ground, and even reservists, they need to be recruited. Community forums, policing, they need to be well-equipped, also armed as well, because now we are dealing with different animals and different nature of people because of these drugs that they are taking and the hierarchy that they belong into.
Yeah. Calvin, that's where we're going to leave it. I wish you a good weekend, and thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Katie.
Thanks so much. That's Calvin Rafadi, forensic investigator at BizTracers.